This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A weather announcement to start the newscast. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Custer and northwestern Oglala Lakota counties has been canceled by the National Weather Service out of Rapid City. There are 31 new firefighters ready to battle wildfires in the Black Hills this summer. The new crew is training this week at the Black Hills Interagency Fire School near Nemo. Robert Cota is the Assistant Fire Management Officer at the Box Elder Job Corps Center. Cota says the course includes 40 hours of classroom training and a day of field exercises. Recruits learn about pumps and hoses, shovels and picks, and the various incendiary devices firefighters use on the job. But most of all, they learn how to stay safe in what can be a very dangerous environment.
All week we've been talking about basically fire in the fire environment. So we talk about weather in the fire environment, how it affects fire behavior. We talk about topography, terrain, what it does when the sun passes over a slope or an aspect. We talk about fuels. So with all of that, everything is always encompassed with safety involved. So where the humans are in relationship to the fire in the fire environment, that's our number one thing that we try to teach. You know, put ourselves in the right positions, keep ourselves out of the bad positions.
Cota says the new firefighters will serve on the front lines when a fire breaks out or assigned other duties away from the fire. He says they'll go wherever they are needed anywhere in the country. All the new firefighters are 18 or older. Most work other jobs and are on standby status with the Black Hills National Forest Service and other agencies that fight wildland fires. Officials with the South Dakota Highway Patrol are joining their colleagues in Wyoming and Minnesota to patrol Interstate 90 for the Memorial Day weekend. Captain Jason Husby with the Highway Patrol says this weekend's multi-state enforcement is a border-to-border operation by officers to ensure motorists travel safely. He says officers will watch for speeding or other hazardous moving violations like illegal passing and following too close.